Our body is designed to heal itself. Our body is designed to heal itself. We move away from our wholeness in our body with our thought and in our misuse or actions against our body, and then we wonder why our body does not want to heal itself, why our body doesn't want to enjoy its original purity and integrity, its wholeness now. Our body is designed to return to that original integrity, that original purity, that original wholeness that is its nature to be, that is its divine nature to be. That's how we are created. Our body is designed to heal itself. Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we heal ourselves? We go to all sorts of others looking for healing. We go to all sorts of vitamins and minerals, and we go to all sorts of supplements. We go to all sorts of things to heal ourselves. And unless we go to the right place, and that is within ourselves, we will never find that healing. The techniques that have helped over the years are acupressure, acupuncture, ozone therapy, chiropractic, diet, medical profession, psychology, spiritual and metaphysical healing, and many, many more. And all of these are beautiful in themselves. All these work wonders as they change the attitude of people about their own body, as they change the attitude of people about their own thinking about themselves. And as they change this attitude of thinking, they go back to that original purity and wholeness that they are. All is in divine order now. When we begin to speak those words and say, all is in divine order now, when we begin to speak those words and begin to realize that for ourselves, that all is in divine order now, we come into an awareness of a wholeness that we had never realized before. People who are not sick don't know what it's like to be sick. Oh, they may remember a sickness, they may remember a condition where they were not in perfect health, but they don't know what it's like to be sick. They don't know what it's like to have illness, because that is not our nature. We don't remember how illness is. We don't remember the tragedies, the terrors of our life. We remember the happy times of our life. We remember the good times. Oh, we may tell ourselves again and again about the unhappy times of our life, but they're not real. They're not our reality. They're not who we really are. And until we get back to where we really are, then we will not enjoy who we really are as much as we can. Are you ready to step back into who you really are and be who you really are? Are you ready to have your body do what it's designed so perfectly for, to heal itself? If you are, it's just a matter of changing your attitude and changing all of your ways of thinking about yourself. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to change your attitude about yourself? Now, it's true, most of the time when people have an illness, they think, oh, it's something they ate or something they did or something outside of them that happened to them. And so they run to the acupuncturist, the ozone therapist, the chiropractor, dietitians, and the medical profession, and they run to the psychologists and the metaphysical and spiritual healers and many more. And as they run to these people, they expect them to lay their hands on and heal them. And because they expect them to lay their hands on them and heal them, the healing very seldom happens. Oh, they may be mended for a while. They may be mended of their illness, of their unhappy bodies and unhappy minds. But it comes back again and again and again, primarily because the cause has not been changed. The cause has not been reestablished of all is in divine order. The cause has not been established of saying they are whole and perfect now. They are beautiful. They are fantastic. They are glorious. Oh, yes. We read all sorts of wonderful stories of what doctors do and how they do it. We read all sorts of testimonials from people who have done certain things. And they work. They seem to work just wonderful, and they seem to work just magical. But why is it that they're not promoted widely, and why is it that everybody doesn't do it? Well, even a pill designed to take away a headache may take away a headache for most people, but for some people it will not take away that headache, because those people have that headache ingrained in their attitude that that's who they are. They are the headache. They are the unhappiness. They are the sickness. They are the destructive experience going on in their being, in their body, in their mind, in their soul. Why? How strange it is, but it's so true. Because they think it is so. They think that is who and what they are. They think that that is really the cause. Now, you can be cured of a cold every time the cold season comes along. And then you can get a cold every time the cold season comes along, because mentally you think whenever the cold season comes along, you get it. You think that because you're not clothed warmly enough when you're outside, you get it. You think that you're wet, you're damp from the rain and so forth, and that you get a cold. You think all these things are performed by outer activities, and that is the farthest thing from the truth. We know that the Eskimos, we know that people who live in Arctic areas, we know that people who live in wet areas that are cold are not bothered by these things. They couldn't. They die out because their immunity system just doesn't stand up. But people who have taken the attitude that, hey, that doesn't bother me. I'm not touched by the weather. I'm not touched by the outer. I'm not touched by anything, only by the inner. I was reading recently a number of articles about ozone therapy, and it's a very fascinating subject. And the people who have had it, who have been in great pain because of certain bacteria that goes on in their bodies, in their bone areas, in their joints, and these have not been washed away. They have not been released by a mental attitude. And so the technique is used to put this ozone into them, and within minutes, the pain is gone. Within minutes, all of the attitudes are gone that were destructive to them. All of those things that were destroying them and holding them from being whole and perfect are released. And you say, wow, I want ozone therapy. I want that. Well, you go to the acupressure person, the acupuncture people, and they, with their machinations, do wonderful things for people. And people just feel good when they come away from there. And one of the things is because they have learned how to be peaceful. They've learned how to meditate. They've learned how to become quiet. And that quietness is what enables them to be whole. It enables them to enjoy the health that is their real makeup. It's what they really are. And that health is what is the most important thing in their world. And it's the most important thing in your world and my world too. We can eat the right foods, we can have a perfect dietary program, and be ill. And people who live in countries where they don't have perfect dietary programs, and they don't have the things that science say they must have in their bodies, somehow survive quite beautifully. They somehow survive through the years, and they not only survive, they get better. And people in the medical profession who know all of the techniques and all of the learning that medical school gives to them, they still have illnesses themselves because they don't practice the peaceful attitude, the confidence, the belief in what they're doing. And as they don't practice that, and as they don't know that belief from within themselves, they don't experience it. Are you into the psychology of yourself? Are you into the metaphysical, spiritual healing that says all is in divine order and all is perfect now? The moment you say that for yourself, then you're telling your body that it is designed to heal itself, to return to its original purity and integrity, to be divine, to be whole, and to be perfect now. Could any of us want for more? Could any of us want for a better life, a more complete life, a more fulfilled life, a more remarkable life? Because our body is designed to heal itself. But it's up to us to give it the fuel necessary. And that fuel is, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I like me, I like me, I like me. And then we don't look at others and we say, here they are practicing these principles and they have experiences, they have illnesses, and they have circumstances they're going through in their life. If we ever allow ourselves to judge ourselves or compare ourselves to another, what we are doing is we are throwing away the gift of knowing that our body is designed to heal itself and enjoying a body that is whole and perfect now. Enter into that awareness now. Why not have the reward now? Because it's just a matter of naming it, claiming it, enjoying it now. Truly, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I see you whole and perfect now and forevermore.